Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to our Tuesday night Making Things Happen Manifesting show. You know, I was meditating today and praying. I go, what do I need to do the show on? And, you know, some of our shows are preset, some of them are not. Tuesday nights, I usually just, because it's, you know, I wait for inspiration. Or Thursday nights, I always set guests up in advance. And Sunday, Di and I do that one together, so it's a combination. But tonight is Tuesday, and it's making things happen, making manifestations in your own life happen, and how you can do that. So today I'm going to talk about Archangel Michael. That's what I was led to do, and it came to me because of a story that I recently got from a client. And she told me, she goes, I was in a dream, and it turned into a nightmare. And she said, and if I lose you guys, I'm going to come right back, okay? So she said, I was in a dream, and it came, and it turned into a nightmare. You know how you're dreaming, and you have a bad dream or whatever. She said, so I was in the dream, and I was really, somebody was chasing me, and I felt like I was actually, you know, very fearful, and it felt real, as those nightmares do. And she said, I called on Archangel Michael, and all of a sudden I was out of the dream, laying in my bed, and she goes, and I saw something in the, a little bit away from me, about 3 feet away from me, and she goes, it was the most beautiful angel, very, very, very good looking, very strong, and had angel wings. And she goes, I knew it was Archangel Michael, and he was blonde hair, she saw his blonde. And she goes, he had on a, not a white shirt. She goes, he had on like, it was almost like dark clothing, dark soldier clothing. I was like, well, that's cool. And she said, I knew it was him. He helped me. And I said, well, thank you for sharing the story. She says, yeah. She goes, because I started meditating and really working with the angels, or, you know, working on that piece of my spirituality and asking for their help, It really does work because they really helped me tonight. I said that last night. I said that's super cool. And so I wanted to share with you about Archangel Michael because he is the one. He is the strongest of the angels. In the sense of looking the strongest. I think they're all strong in their own, you know, what they practice or what they oversee. And he is the one that is. His name means. He who is like God or he who looks like God. And I was like, well, he's pretty sexy looking. So if that's what God looks like, we're in for a real treat, right? and he's the leader of the archangels, too. So just to give you a heads up about that. And I think he is the one that most people are familiar with, Archangel Michael. I know a lot of you guys use him as your angel to work with. Maybe you just have a sense that he is the archangel that you're supposed to work with or that you came in here on this time and on this planet and this lifetime to work with. And whatever that looks like to you, that is, you know, Archangel Michael. And he works with anyone. But what he does do, a couple things, is that he helps you with your life purpose and that light workers with their life purpose. And he also helps you rid yourself of fear. So if you're in a situation where you're scared, you can call on him and he'll come. I said this before, so I'll say it again. I think the archangels are like the arms of God, and God gives us the archangels and our guardian angels to help us. And so he's a great one to work with. And have I ever seen him? Yeah, I have. I see him basically the way that my client friend saw him or saw it last night. And I think he's amazing and beautiful. I always see the angels as like or feel them as like a really high, vibrant energy. Michael feels very strong and very handsome. Where Archangel Haniel feels very light and very much like water, very fluid. So that gives you an idea about what they, for me, my experience with them is. So when you call on him and you ask for him to show up, maybe one of the things that you can do is say, hey, I need help with finding my life purpose, and I think I'm a light worker. Can you help me find that? And all you have to do is put the request out there, and he'll come. He also helps with space clearing. So let's say that you've had, you know, a lot of people over, your family members, and people don't realize this. Family members, friends, set party for 4th of July or for some sort of holiday, a lot of times, not a lot of times, but people, their energy is like dust. So you want to clear your home, you clear your car. Michael helps you with that. So you say, Michael, I'd like to clear the energy in here where it feels really clean. So it's like my energy, nobody else's, because, you know, that can be a little bit challenging to be around. Not that their energy is bad, I'm not saying that. But imagine if you had six of your family members' clothes in your house, right? You know, their suitcases. It'd be a little bit much. Come to your house, their energy can be a little bit much because everybody always leaves their residual energy when they leave. So you can ask to clean the energy with Michael's help, and I think sage along with that works. Sage, get you sage and a couple dollars. You can go to the health food store or not the health food store, but like fresh foods, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, any of those places, any metaphysical store usually has sage. And just you and Michael can go to the house and just know that he's with you. And God and the angels and Jesus, Buddha, whoever you believe in, are with you. And since we're talking about Michael, just say, hey, Michael, help me with this. And he will go through with you and help you work on them. The other thing I think, Michael, and I don't know if you guys know this or not, he's really helped with chakras with me, you know, because I think as light workers, we really need to balance our chakras and keep them working, spinning clockwise. And so he works with you with that, too, as well. He helps you rid yourself of any fear. I know that I've had fears about certain things, not even necessarily emotional things, but maybe physical things, you know, pushing your body to a new level, pushing your meditation to a new level, or allowing it to go to a new level, because meditation doesn't really work, but if you allow it, it works, you know. So Michael will help you with having courage, getting rid of fear, helping clean your space, where you live, where you work, also giving you direction, you know. So if you need a direction, like which choice should I make, which way should I go, he's really good with that too as well. As I said before, like purpose, motivation. I have a friend of mine that lost close to 80 pounds. And she said, I really called up on Archangel Michael to help me. She goes, because there were days that I was falling short on dieting, you know, or having a hard time keeping on my diet. You guys know how that is, right? You've ever had to lose 10 pounds? And she says, I called on Archangel Michael to help me stick to it, giving me the courage to not fall off the wagon. And she says, if I did, because there were times that she did, I asked him to help get me back on the weight loss wagon. And so he will give you motivation to help you stick to a goal, okay? The other thing that she said, too, she goes, all I did was get in the morning time and say, Michael, help me so I can keep losing weight, or help me to be strong in my diet. And he would do that. And she says, I was able to stick to it much easier, much better, and much quicker, you know, not fall off the wagon, so to speak. And I have another friend of mine that she really wanted to do something in her job and get a promotion. And she said, Michael, I'm so afraid to ask for this promotion. Can you help me? And she said she worked with it for about a week and did prayer, you know, praying to Michael, meditation, asking him to work with all her chakras because they have a lot of fear. The root chakra is usually the one that fear is, and that's at the base of your spine, you know, right above your buttock. And so she said, I worked with him with all my chakras, but to help me with the fear and or help me give me courage. She goes, so the fear was there, but she goes, I had more courage than I did fear. So she goes, I'm glad Michael helped me with that. And I was like, and she goes, well, I go, what happened? She goes, well, I walked in there, and it wasn't just me. It was myself and Archangel Michael walking in there. And she said, he was with me, and I knew that. And I asked for the promotion. And then about a week later, I was notified that I got it because they were hiring in-house. So that's a couple of things Michael does, and I'll talk about more. And I'll give you a story about my friend who asked for the promotion. She said, one thing I learned, and she goes, as I was reading books and made it. Separate, she goes, help me with the promotion, and thank you for helping me too. I really appreciate it. And she goes, that was real key. She said, let me tell you why. And I thought, okay, share with us, or share with me. And she said, well, after I got the promotion request and I went in there and had my interview, she says, I was going to sleep at night, and all of a sudden in my dream I saw Michael there, and she says, I saw him. You know, she says, I saw him, like, you and I see him, a lot of us in pictures. Some of you guys see him in pictures. Some of them see in your mind's eye. Some of you have actually seen him. She goes, but I saw him in between the dream and the wake state, she said, and he was standing there, and he goes, I really am glad that you gave me appreciation and gratitude. She goes, that was for Michael. I was like, wow, that's cool. So whenever you're asking for what your life purpose is, to have courage, to release the fear, to clear your space, thank you. Thank him and be appreciative too as well. She goes, that was such a gift for me, because I knew that it was something that a lot of times we forget to do when we're asking for help, right? We get so desperate about asking for the help, we forget to be thankful the help we're going to get or already getting. So just to give you guys a heads up about that. And the other thing, too, is, you know, I think we come in here with worthiness and self-esteem issues, a lot of us do. And it's so painful, isn't it? And a lot of times we come in here from past life experiences, or even just, you know, being young and being a child. And I know some of you guys have got some really stories about overcoming that, great stories. And Michael helps you with that, self-worthiness, self-esteem. So I was talking to a girl today, and she said she was having issues with her self-worthiness and self-esteem. And she was using sex as a way to compensate for that. And that's okay if you have sex. I'm not judging anyone for that. And, you know, should we all not judge anyone, right? Wouldn't that be the greatest gift we could give to our sisters and our brothers? And she was using sex to compensate because she felt bad about who she was. And she didn't feel good about who she was. Let me put it like that. She wanted to feel better about herself, so she used sex. Now, if you use sex because you desire sex, not a problem. But if you use sex because you feel like you're not worthy or you're lacking something, that's not a problem, too. But you can come from a higher vibration and enjoy, I think you enjoy intimacy much more when you are you're coming from a place of love and light and desire. So she said, I've used sex to get a guy, to get him to like me. She said, but I started working with Archangel Michael. She said, and I asked him, she met a guy. She says, I asked him to help me with this new relationship. And she said, so, and he did. And she goes, because when I walked into the room, and I gave this to somebody else the other day, so this is a good one. She goes, when I walked into the room where he was, and I liked him, and I knew that I had an opportunity to be with him, what the energy that Michael told me to send out, and say, send out to him, because, you know, until you get used to doing it automatically, project out to him what you want him to see about you. Okay? So Michael said, send out love, send out that you're graceful, send out that you're beautiful, send out that you're looking for a relationship, not just intimacy or sex, and that's what she did. And so out of that, what she got was she got a date, and they went out to dinner and, you know, and those kind of things. So that, you know, just kind of section more about that. So anyway, just to let you guys know, so Michael helps you with your self-worthiness, but not only does he help you in saying, oh, thank you, Michael, for helping me with the worthiness issue that I have, thank you for your appreciation. I appreciate you. Michael will also give you some real tools to use if you allow that to happen. Remember, pushing doesn't work, but allowing does, right? So what does that mean about pushing? Well, you really can't push an archangel, do you think? Right? But you can push yourself and say, why isn't this happening? You know, instead of relaxing and let it happen. So when she walked into the place where she had the crush on the guy, and the guy obviously wanted to ask her out, you know, and they found each other, and one thing with another, and they went on, you know, their date. Michael said, when you walk into a room, so I'm saying this to any of you, when you walk into a room, ask Michael to help you and thank him, appreciate it, and then ask him to what you should project to what people see in you, not only the guy or the girl, but people as a whole. And as you get used to consciously doing that on a conscious level, you know, the worthiness issue can change because Michael's allowing, you know, helping you, and you're allowing him to help you. But also he's giving you ideas, like I just said, that he gave to her. You can use that same idea because he says at school, you know, to work with the self-esteem, self-worthiness, okay? And what do you want him to see about you or her to see about you? Graceful, joy, love, confidence, worthiness, loving yourself, expecting the best and getting the best, right? And what does that look like? So just be conscious of that. spirit releasement, okay? I want to talk about that a little bit. You know, have you guys ever been attached to something, right? You can't stop thinking about it. You know, I think we've all been a little bit OCD or stalking, maybe stalking a situation, stalking a person. What does that mean? You go, well, hey, that's a little bit harsh. Maybe. But a lot of times we can't release something in our thoughts, in our mind, and we're living in the past. And I'm going to use the relationship because they are our biggest teachers, I think, or one of our biggest teachers. We hang on to a home, maybe, or we hang on to a car, or we hang on to something because it reminds us of someone or something from our past that we can't let go. And that's a hard way to live, right? Because why, you say? Because, you know, the miracle, living in the now, right, as Eckhart Tolle says, is really important, okay? Because that's where the miracles happen. You know, if you're living in the now, then that's where you can experience the miracle of joy and love right here and now. But if you're thinking about living in the past as the way things should have been, or how much you were hurt because this happened, or how much you missed this person or missed this situation, then how can you enjoy the love that may be the miracle love that you have now, right here and now? And don't worry, the universe and God, your angels, will always hold that miracle for you until you're ready for it. But wouldn't it be really great to have it right here, right now? So Michael helps you release yourself from things that hold you back from enjoying your life in this moment in time. Like, I'm enjoying chatting with you guys. I'm enjoying talking about Michael, thinking about nothing but that. And I'm not thinking about something from the past or the show that I did on Sunday or whatever. I'm enjoying talking about Michael and him sharing this message. Share with them how to release the attachment to those things. So I'm going to ask you guys this. Have you ever had an attachment to a person or attachment to a car or attachment to a situation or attachment to a job or an attachment to some sort of building where you just can't stop thinking about it and you can't think about why this happened to me again or why this is going on all the time and go or why I keep dreaming about the way things used to be? Okay? It's a hard way to live, right? Wouldn't it be great to wake up every morning thinking, I can't wait to enjoy my day. I'm enjoying my now, right now, enjoying this cup of coffee if you drink coffee, enjoying a cup of water if you drink water, whatever it is, but enjoying where you are right here, right now. If you guys are listening to Archangel Michael, about Archangel Michael, you're thinking about what else are you thinking about? Are you thinking about what you don't have or what happened before or why is this happening to me again? Okay, Michael says, if you're thinking about anything than other what's going on right now and it's hurting you and you're feeling a lot of pain, is ask for my help to help release you from that attachment, from that set of circumstances, and see that set of circumstances. Maybe you can see it as a symbol, a dark cloud, if it's negative like that, or as a house, you can see it like that, whatever you want to do, but think of something where you see it, you see yourself standing in front of it and Michael standing beside you, and you can actually see the etheric cords. What are the etheric cords? They're the things that attach you to that. To that situation. Is it etheric cords? I think it's your emotions that attach you to it. I think it's that you can't let go and you're always looking behind you. You're looking at maybe you see yourself looking behind you, looking at that set of circumstances or that person. Okay? So what you do is you look at Michael and say, okay, help me let this go. Because it's really about allowing him to help you let it go. Okay? And so you, as I said, you may... So once you put that intention out there and be really clear, I choose to let this situation go. I choose to let the way I've behaved with relationships, men and women, because it's not serving me and it's certainly not serving them. They are who they are. I am who I am. And I need to cut it loose and let it go. And, you know, you can use cutting. You can use the shutting the door whatever. Maybe you just have the intention and know that it's happening and know that Michael's with you. So whatever that looks like to you, do that part, and that's something that he really helps you with. Once you do that, then what happens is you can be right here, right now, just living and enjoying the now, okay, and enjoying where you are. And you're not thinking about that guy you should have had or that girl you should have had or that job you should have had or that why are you so fearful of doing this. You're thinking, I'm listening about Archangel Michael. I'm here with a bunch of people on a radio show learning how I can make my life better, fill my life purpose, and how I can live with joy and love and peace and make and have prosperity in every area, right? And say it and instead of saying, why is this happening to me again? Okay? And so that's what Michael wanted me to share with you. And I hope that that makes sense. So you can see it as a fear cord. You can see it as the actual situation that's attaching you to it. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You are not a victim with this. This is something that you've created. And you can uncreate it as soon as you realize that all you need to do is allow Archangel Michael to help you. Do not push yourself to make it happen. Just allow it to happen and say, I choose to allow the situation to happen and to free myself of this situation and to so that I don't have to experience it again, okay? And then you're coming from a place of joy and love. And does it heal automatically? Well, it heals a lot right then and there. And then, you may have a little bit of residual stuff with it, and maybe you still feel it. But if you keep on saying, I choose to let this situation go and say it out loud, and thank you, Michael, and I appreciate you for helping me. And you can visually see it or just see the intention in your mind's eye and then shut and just see you cutting the etheric cord, shutting the door, and knowing that it's shut. And I'm going to tell you something. After you do that enough, okay, and you make that intention a part of who you are, then it's going to happen. And let me explain about intention or cutting the cords or shutting the door on a situation, freeing yourself of that. Sometimes you're still going to feel it the next day. Are you going to feel it in 5 minutes from now? But if you continually work on making that intention happen with the methods I just shared with you, then you'll feel that shift change and it won't be a part of you anymore. Okay? Remember, how many times, how many years, how many days, how many hours have you sat about thinking about this situation and why it happened to you and is it going to happen again and how do you attract that? Why does this keep on happening? I mean, I'm saying this because I've had this whole thing myself, right? We all have. Being a spiritual being, having human experience. But there's going to be, if you keep that as a focus in your mind rather than the OCD part of us or the stalking part of us, right? I'm cheating a little bit, but not really. Then one day you're going to wake up and that shift change is going to happen and you're going to feel a lot better and you're going to have released that and you're going to be able to live right here, right now. Okay. I hope that helps you guys a little bit. All right. We talked about spiritual, space clearing and protection. All right. Some people, I have a friend of mine, she uses Archangel Michael, medallion. She sits with it under a pillow. She goes, I know he's always with me. She goes, but I want to make sure that I sleep with it under my pillow because when I sleep, I know I picture his angel wings surrounding me, and he's with me. I also have another friend of mine that has the archangels all around her room, and especially in her bedroom because she likes to know the angels protect her when she sleeps. I have another man that does the same thing. He has Archangel Michael, all the archangels, and he said, if you ever say my name on the radio, he goes, I'm never going to forgive you. So I'm not going to say his name on the radio. But he does the same thing. So you don't have to do any of those things. All you have to do is ask for protection, okay, and ask for courage, ask for motivation, and also ask for self-worthiness and ask for tools to help you get all of those things, okay? You know, wouldn't it be great if Michael says, okay, you have courage now, and boom, there's this magic wand that Michael has or Harp will give you the courage. But usually what happens is that we learn by contrast. So Michael will put you in a situation where the courage that you've asked for, you get to use. So remember that, okay? And you need motivation to do something? Say, I'd like motivation so I can be motivated to live my life fully. Well, he'll give you motivation, but usually he'll give you a situation, if you don't already have one, where you're going to be motivated to make the necessary changes to have that great life that you're looking to create in the process of creating, okay? So remember those things, and a lot of us are saying, well, I already have challenges where I need courage. Well, if you already have those, then you don't have to worry about Michael creating them for you or helping you learn. Just ask to have the courage that you need right now for the situation that you're going through, and thank him and be appreciative of it, okay? And he's going to help you, all right? And the littlest things won't matter to him. I have a situation myself, and I'll share this with you. I was like, I really need help because I'm so afraid to do this. And it was a physical thing. And he helped me do it. And I was like, wow, thank you. So today I got a little bit better about doing it. And I want you to know that when you ask and you set yourself up to face the challenge and to have the courage to take it on, he'll be right there with you, holding your hand, surrounding yourself with love and light. And he won't do it for you, but he'll be right there with you, holding your hand and guiding you through it. Okay? So those are a couple of things that Michael helps you with, and you can set he gives you courage, and you can work on your root chakra. You can work on, I would recommend you work on all your chakras with him, because all your chakras really help you with your life purpose, okay? So, you know, and Michael will work with you with that too as well. So that's something I've asked him to help me with. So I think that's all I want to say about Michael. A couple other things before we close the call. You guys have been wonderful tonight. I hope you've enjoyed it. And we're going to have a Thursday night. We're going to have a special speaker on. And so if you're looking to have a charmed life, a life that is full of love and light, and your life purpose, she is an amazing philosopher, author, spiritual guidance teacher, intuitive, and I'm super excited to have her on our show. Her name is Nikki Novo, and she's going to be on with us Thursday night at 8 p.m. East Coast time. You do not want to miss it. So if you want to have a charmed life full of intuition, making things happen, creating your life purpose, and having the courage and the motivation to find the answers, and she's a great one to chat with and talk to. I will be interviewing her on Thursday night at 8. You won't want to miss it. Sunday, we have another special speaker. She is a coach about relationships and how to make one happen, and has the best relationship possible. So in a new one that you want to enter into, but also an existing one that you want to have a lot of joy and happiness with. So that's on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. East Coast time, Thursday at 8 p.m. East Coast time. And if there's something that you guys want to know about or hear about or have a show about, I wish you would take the time and go to Angel Coaches, Facebook.com/Angel Coaches, and let us know what you want to hear about, okay? Because we want to put shows on that you're going to learn from, that's going to help you in your daily life, daily walk, right? So if you go to Facebook.com and say, Switch we, I'd like to hear more about this, or I'd like to hear more about this, or I'd like to hear from this person, Donna, you know, Nikki or Carrie or any of the coaches that we have. Nikki's not an angel coach. She does her own thing, but she's got a neat story. You guys will get a lot out of it. So anyway, that's Thursday night at 8 p.m., and then like us on Blog Talk Radio, follow us on Blog Talk Radio, I should say, so blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, and please like us on there or follow us on there, because they're going to send you a lot of cool stuff, a lot of free things, and a lot of things that you will really enjoy, not only our show, but other shows as well. And then facebook.com/angelcoaches, like our page. We're going to do some new things and really cool stuff on there, and some great posts on there about people that have actually healed their life, making a difference, and healed their physical body, spiritual body, and emotional body. And so those posts are on there too. And so I'm pretty excited about that. I think that's all. So we look forward to talking to you on Thursday night. Don't want to miss Nikki Novo. She's amazing and incredible, and sure, you can read all about her on the Blog Talk Radio blurb from Angel Coaches. So I'll have that on there by tomorrow. All right, everybody, take care and have a great night, and we will talk to you Thursday. Bye now.